Welcome to Quimper UU Fellowship. We hope you enjoy this recording from our February 16th service. The reading is from the UUA video, We Are Unitarian Universalists. The sermon is What Does Love Ask of Us? By Reverend Kate Lohr, Susan Britton, Peg Hunter, and Maria Mendez. The music following the sermon is Barcarolle, Opus 65, No. 6, by Charles Valentin Alkin, performed by Akui Goldstein. Thanks for listening.
We are Unitarian Universalists. We are people of many paths who are brave, curious, and compassionate thinkers and doers. Every day, people are inundated with information, overwhelmed by demands, and pulled by a culture that seeks to divide us from the web of life. Unitarian Universalism reconnects, bringing people together with meaning and inspiration. We are a house without walls, a congregation without spiritual limits, and a movement that calls you to put more faith in yourself, your community, and your beliefs. We are a faith that honors your mind, your heart, your journey. Simply put, we are a guided path towards a better you and a better world. Grounded in hundreds of years of thoughtful religious communities, we are people of many generations, ethnicities, genders and sexualities, and spiritual backgrounds. People engaged in making the world a better place. People focusing on what really matters: love, justice, integrity, and hope. Unitarian Universalists have different beliefs, but shared values. We are Unitarian Universalists, and at the same time, we may also be agnostic, Buddhist, Christian, Hindu, humanist, Jewish, Muslim, pagan, atheist, believers in God, and those who let the great mystery be. The diversity of beliefs you'll find in a Unitarian Universalist community is one of our strengths. We're always learning how to see the world from a different perspective. What unites us are our core principles that uphold seven real-world values: believing in the worthiness of every person, showing compassion and fairness, accepting others for who they are, growing through a personal search for truth, leading with democratic spirit, working for justice, and understanding that everything is interconnected. 7 days a week, Unitarian Universalists live these principles by doing. When we gather, we worship, reflect, and remind ourselves what matters most in life. Whatever our age, we learn to live with more wisdom, more awareness, more gratitude, and more soul. We show our values by showing up to answer the call for social justice. We have a track record of standing on the side of love for civil rights, LGBTQ equality, immigration reform, environmental sustainability, reproductive justice, racial justice, and more. Find what it means to live your deepest values out loud. Join us on this extraordinary adventure of faith.
Many Unitarian Universalists seem to suffer from an identity crisis of sorts. It happens, we become aware of this when when people ask us, so what do Unitarian Universalists believe? How do we usually respond? Well, we freeze. We don't know what to say because Unitarian Universalists believe so many different things. And so often we start stuttering and talking about all the things that we don't believe, which is utterly confusing for folks. When asked if we believe in God, we say, well, define God, define believe, define we, define in. Now, have you ever found yourself in that situation? People ask, and we don't know what to do, which is why the Unitarian Universalist Association created that video. You see, several years ago, they thought that we needed to work on this, and so they gave us this two-minute challenge, and they asked Unitarian Universalists across the country to come up with a response to what do we believe in 2 minutes. And we are wordy people. It was very challenging. And the UUA wasn't terribly impressed, so they did it their best shot, and they couldn't do it in 2 minutes. That was a three-minute video. And so I want you to know that next month our theme will be UU identity, and our covenant groups will be going deeper into this. But I hope that you will draw inspiration from each other and from that video, which we now show when we have new member orientations, because it is a very good, quick explanation. But here's the thing. I don't know that God or Mother Nature or the Buddha or the ultimate reality really cares that much about the specifics of what we believe. There's a much more interesting question, and that is, how do we choose to live out our beliefs? In other words, what do we stand for? Well, for most Unitarian Universalists, we say we believe in love, the healing, bonding, transformative power of love. And thus, we claim to stand on the side of love. Now, of course, when I say stand, I'm not talking about a physical posture. Rosa Parks stood on the side of love by remaining seated. No, I'm talking about a moral stance, not just an assumed stance that we keep private in our hearts, but one in which we witness it boldly and publicly in our families and schools, our workplaces and communities, and at the State House and the halls of Congress. Now, this is a kind of love that knows no border, no gender, no race, and no religion. Something to which all of the three speakers today can attest. And so I want to invite Susan Britton to start us off. Susan will be talking about the Side with Love campaign.
Unitarian Universalists affirm unconditional, universal love as a foundation and grounding for our actions in the world. We strive to be of service to our communities and advocate for change on a local, state, national, and international level. Through our Side with Love campaign, formerly called Standing on the Side of Love, we amplify the voices of the oppressed through online media. We show up in partnership at justice events across the country. We lobby national leaders on immigration reform, racial justice, equality for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people. We lobby for religious freedom, and above all, we work to make love real in the world. Side with Love is a tidal wave of yellow, sweeping aside a Westboro Baptist Church protest outside the Supreme Court in our nation's capital. It's a bright ray of hope at dawn outside a detention center. It's a buzz of yellow at a booth, as a booth is set up at a Pride festival, and then it becomes a swarm as UUs unite to march as one in the Pride Day march. It's a tap on the shoulder for an elder UU from a younger member who's questioning their place and identity. Side with Love is a UU member asking a young LGBTQ to sit at their table and share coffee and a conversation. It's a shout of welcome home as a newly settled UU enters a new congregation looking for the love, affirmation, and activism they found at their previous fellowship. It's the morning sunrise of hope for an LGBTQ person, an immigrant, a traveler on a spiritual journey who's lost their way, and a member of another faith who has been cast out. Over 80% of Unitarian Universalist congregations and many more individual UUs and others who care about justice have become a part of the Side with Love campaign. Mahatma Gandhi did it. Mother Teresa did it. Martin Luther King Jr. did it. So can we. And I'm going to turn it over to Peg Hunter now.
As co-chair of the Green Sanctuary Environmental Action Committee, my remarks today will focus on siding with love for our Mother Earth, the natural world, our planet, the pale blue dot. Sometimes I think we have a tendency to direct our attention in conversation and in action to the things we should avoid. Single-use plastic, buying too much stuff, driving gasoline-powered vehicles, letting the water run while we brush our teeth. And that is our way of caring for the earth. Motivated by guilt and shame and downright depression, we make positive changes in our lives in the hope that these efforts will save us and save the earth. Even as we act in our own small ways to make things better, it is difficult not to slide into self-doubt. Am I doing enough? Will it make a difference? Can one individual or family fix so many broken systems? Michael Dowd reminds us that ultimately our efforts may not save us as a species. It may already be too late. Disastrous predictions of sea level rise, droughts, floods, species extinction, starvation, extreme weather events, and pandemics are becoming a daily reality. Given all of that, how do we pull ourselves up from the depths of grief and despair? How do we remain positive, forgiving of ourselves, supportive of others, empathetic, and excited about what we're going to do with the rest of our lives? We think the answer is to side with love. Looking inward, we Unitarian Universalists readily admit that we tend to stay in our heads. We're a pretty cerebral bunch. But love, deep love, comes from the heart. To connect with nature at that core level of feeling may be as crucial as paying attention to our carbon footprint. In the end, it is our deep love for this wondrous planet that motivates us to take care of it in the best way we know how. As with a beloved person, we don't give up, we don't stop caring, we don't quit working when that loved one becomes compromised or weak or broken. We stay with that heartfelt love, and in fact, we often reach deeper than we ever did when that person was thriving. It is the same with our Earth. We can choose to side with love and allow ourselves to fully experience the awe and the mystery we feel when we connect with the natural world. A number of years ago, when I was hiking in the mountains of Montana, I came across a single columbine flower growing along a riverbank. I knelt down and peered through my magnifying glass at the inside of that flower, the beauty and complexity of it, and I started to cry. That feeling of wonder, of love and amazement was overwhelming. It went directly from my eyes to my heart, and I'm pretty sure it bypassed the left side of my brain. That is love, that feeling. At the end of each day, I try to envision a magical moment that occurred that day. It is always, always something in the natural world that sustains me and feeds my soul. Probably most of you have heard Carl Sagan's words about the pale blue dot as seen from space. Here they are again. Look again at that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there. On a mote of dust suspended in a sunbeam, it is our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the pale blue dot, the only home we've ever known. Thank you. Now Maria Mendez will speak.
Good morning, and I'm Maria, and I co-facilitate with Joe Blair the Native Connections Action Group. And we side with love by respecting and honoring the rights of Native people through education and action. What's important to note, though, is that relationships are at the heart of all we do. That's why we include the word connections in our name. We believe that by nurturing connections between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people, we all stand to benefit. In terms of education, here are some of the things we do to educate ourselves and the community, not just this congregation, but the wider community. We sponsor common reads and discussion groups. Right now, we're reading An Indigenous People's History of the United States. If you read that book, you know how important it is. And if you have not, I heartily recommend it. It tells the other side of the story. We also collaborate with our Green Sanctuary group to provide meaningful movies on Native topics. Each year, we also celebrate Billy Frank Jr. Day to celebrate the life and legacy of an amazing Nisqually tribal advocate who devoted his life to protecting the environment and ensuring that treaty rights were upheld and are upheld. Billy Frank Jr. was also a very loving man who connected with all sorts of people, which helped make his efforts so successful. Our next Billy Frank Jr. celebration is March 7th at 7 p.m. right here in our sanctuary. Perhaps our biggest education effort has been the establishment of the Chichmahan Trail here in Port Townsend. If you've explored this trail, you've probably noticed that there are two signs that describe how the chief himself sided with love. When he negotiated peace between the settlers and the Tsklallam people, despite the settlers' breach of promises made in the treaties. And then again, when he saved a young Indian boy from being unjustly hung for the murder of a soldier who had actually drowned. The chief reminded the settlers that the Tsklallam had not shed any settler blood and asked whether they would be the first to shed Tsklallam blood. He basically asked the settlers, "Have you no pride?" They had been friends, and he wished that they would remain friends. But as I said earlier, we on the Native Connection Action Group just don't educate ourselves and others on tribal matters. We act. It's the key word, another one in our name. And here are some examples. We happen to love our resident orcas very much, and we are very concerned that they are going extinct because there is just a lack of Chinook salmon. I think a number of you have seen me and some others sitting in this audience in our orca suits. I'm part of the North Olympic Orca Pod, or NOOPS. I never remember quite our full name. I actually represent Wavewalker. I'm a 27-year-old male. And I'm also unique because I'm an orphan male. Each one of us in NOOP represents one of our endangered southern resident orcas. Basically, we have done this by standing on the state capitol steps in our orca suits in the offices of our politicians. We were actually yesterday just outside Representative Kilmer's town hall in Port Angeles. We also are at special salmon and orca conferences, marches, and protests. One of our main advocacy efforts, and some of you have heard of this, is to breach the lower four Snake River dams. And we've just been joined by Governor Brown of Oregon, who has written to Governor Inslee to say, hey, why don't you get in on this? It's about time. It's overdue. There's also a representative in Idaho, who is actually a Republican, who also would like to see these dams breached. So we need to get our Washington people involved as well. And we've also sponsored, along with Green Sanctuary, Dam to Extinction, a wonderful documentary that explains why these dams have to come down. But it's not just these dams. There's another project looming, and that's the possible construction of a dam on the Chehalis River. So later this month, there's another educational event on why this is a really bad idea and is going to hurt our orcas and our salmon. We have also supported the Protectors of the Salish Sea on their long walks and rallies. Together, we're working to address the negative environmental impact of oil pipelines, LNG terminals, coal transport, and large tanker ships. Think about a huge, large tanker ship going around the Orcas Islands and maybe through Admiralty Inlet, because it's the only way out. Not a good idea. Further, we share stories, fundraise, and participate in prayer vigils as needed. Currently, we're working to support the Wet'suwet'en people of Canada, as we did for the people of Standing Rock. And next Sunday at noon at the Triangle across from the Chase Bank, there's a peaceful rally which is part of a global effort to support the Wet'suwet'en people. Please join everyone. And I could go on, because we do a lot more and we keep working, but we want to develop meaningful partnerships with our various indigenous tribes, both recognized and unrecognized, and we owe it to future generations to do everything within our power to put love into action. For like Cornel West said, we believe that justice is what love looks like when it speaks in public. So join us in speaking in public. Come to our table in the fellowship hall. There's lots of information on all of the things that I have mentioned. Thank you.
Aren't they wonderful? And, you know, what's amazing is that they just represent three of the active groups here at QUF. Because of their testimony and the way they live their lives, we are reminded that siding with love affirms the worth and dignity of all beings, including our sacred salmon and orca residents. So, given what we've just heard, when someone asks us what Unitarian Universalists believe, or why it is that we as a faith community speak out on LGBTQI rights or immigrant rights, or why we stand in solidarity with our indigenous cousins, or why we even bother to come to Sunday service, let's tell them something simple. Let's tell them that we believe in love and siding with love whenever conflict, hatred, or greed threatens to harm or separate us from one another. We make this pledge not just on Valentine's Day weekend, but every day. And with these efforts, you help us make it so in the world.